Good evening. This is the Whitney Town Advisory Board on March 2nd, 2017. We are now called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please let the record reflect that Mary Ann Beam is excused for this evening. The rest of the board is present. Do we have any county staff here tonight?
Yes, Maria Castillo, Comprehensive Planning.
And Cindy Moody, Administrative Services, Commissioner Scow's office.
Item number 2, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up front, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment this evening? Seeing that there is none, moving on to the next agenda item. Approval of the minutes from February 16th, 2017.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes for February 16th, 2017.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, carries. Next agenda item, approval of agenda for March 2nd, 2017.
I move that we approve the agenda for March 2nd.
There's a motion on the floor to accept the agenda of March 2nd. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. We have an agenda for this evening. Next item, informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Do we have anything?
I don't have any.
No.
Nothing? Seeing that there is none, moving on. Planning and zoning. We have applicant UC-0075-17-2717, South Robertson, LLC. Use permits for the following. Number 1, a proposed recreational vehicle sales facility, and 2, a proposed recreational vehicle repair facility on 2.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Nellis and the north side of Russell within Whitney. The applicant here today?
Yes. I am, Mark Michelson with Mandel Architects. Michelson is spelled M-I-K-E-L-S-O-N, and my address is 175 East Warm Springs Drive.
Sure, I think so.
Okay.
Go ahead with your presentation.
Thank you, and thank you for your time. I'm here to present to you this project that we're asking for your support on a use permit for a new Airstream dealership. If you're not familiar with Airstream, that's a pretty high-end recreational vehicle. They would like to occupy this existing building. It's on Russell Road, very close to Nellis Avenue. Nellis is here, 250, or 95, is back here. So it's really for the operator an excellent location because of good freeway access, good visibility. People that are, using recreational vehicles would have, good access to it as well. It was formerly an auto dealership, a Volvo dealership. now sits vacant. It works very, very, the property works very well for them because it has nice big service space at this end of the building that they can put these trailers in and, you know, and do work on. And there's no mechanical, obviously, because they don't have motors in the trailer. But they would be perhaps fixing plumbing or if cabinets needed to be repaired, those kinds of things, you know, would be done here in the service and then new sales. The owner, the tenant who's going to lease the building is not planning to make any changes in the parking lots in good shape. The landscaping on Russell is all in and meets the code. And the building suits them very well. It just happens that, I don't know if you're all familiar with it, but it has a blue stripe around the building, which is actually Airstream blue. So they have, you know, really no work to do on the outside. They do a little cleanup on the inside, you know, in the offices and so forth. What else can I tell you? I mean, I think that, you know, again, it's an absolutely great location. This will be, you know, the only Airstream dealership in the area. I mean, the next closest location will be in Los Angeles. So they are, you know, they're expecting that they'll have customers from Utah and Arizona that will come here because it'll be actually, you know, closer for them. So I think it's a wonderful use for our community. And I'm happy to answer, you know, any questions that you may have. We'll deal with that.
Okay. Thank you. So this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on the item? Seeing that there is none, I am closing this to the public. I'm now opening this for questions from the board.
Yes, but I was letting ladies go first.
Okay, I'll go. So you said that there's not going to be any service right there, so somebody needed their Airstream repaired?
Oh, no, they would. I mean, they would do repair. They do repairs inside, but, I mean, the repairs would be things like I said, I mean, if cabinetry needed to be fixed or maybe there was a plumbing problem or that sort of thing. There's just not mechanical kinds of work. Okay. Like you would see in a body shop, maybe or in an auto dealership. But they do repair them. I mean, they will be, you know, fixing if there's something that needs, you know, needs to be repaired.
Do you know what the hours are going to be?
Yes, I do. They will operate from 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and from 10 to 5 on Sunday, but no service on Sunday.
Okay. And the last thing that I had was, I see that the Reclamation District says that it does not provide sanitary sewer service,
right,
which kind of struck me as odd, because if it had been a dealership before, I mean, would there have been bathrooms?
There's a septic system right here. Okay. That's why this area is blank and it's soil and leach fields and so forth.
Okay.
But I have contacted the health district and submitted an application for a permit on that.
Okay.
And that was my question too. Since it's been not used for quite some time, I think maybe about 5 years or so. That septic tank and everything.
Yeah, it requires an inspection. We filed the paperwork with the health district,
okay,
and now we just need to have them schedule for them to come and do their inspection.
There shouldn't be any problem with traffic, because I noticed when I went out there, there's an actual turn lane specifically for that property. Oh. As you're coming west.
Well, it shares.
It starts
with
the turn lane for going north on Dallas, you're right.
Yeah.
The way they've got it redone here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a pocket right here.
Yeah.
Well, even coming from the other way,
there's a natural turn lane in here. So.
Oh, I see what you mean. That's eight lane on the street. Right.
I have to say, I've been here for 12 years, and it's been empty almost the entire time I've been here, and I drive by it every single day, so I think it's great. Paul, do you have anything?
Yes. The ladies are done.
We are.
You covered the operation hours, I understand. I recall when it was a mobile dealership. Lighting was sometimes a problem. Was lighting there illuminated all the houses to the north of there across? Now there's the apartments there, so that may not be a problem. But I do recall, as typical, a dealership or service place where they have an intercom that's very loud, and it used to become very annoying, but we all the time heard the service calls and people being called in and out of the buildings and to that one was a mobile dealership. Yeah. Would we be subject to any of that because I live just north of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what I know. They close at 6, you know, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 on Sunday. So, I mean, other than what would it be in the winter time, it might be an hour that the lights would be, you know, 5 to 6 maybe.
Yeah, when we change the hour, okay.
If you would need any parking lot light.
Well, we're pretty well lit up along there now. My big concern would be, is there any kind of intercom system that would become annoying to the residents?
You know, not to my knowledge. I mean, but I will, I mean, I'll certainly let the operators know about that concern. Because I can't address it because I don't know if they use any kind of intercom. I know what you're saying though with dealerships, yep. Or auto dealerships, they have high volumes of people and they sometimes use those, you know, audible systems.
Like when you're in a grocery store or Walmart.
Yeah.
So unbelievably loud.
Yeah.
What about security? Will they have any kind of security there? Will it be locked up at night? Will it be security on premises?
I don't know the answer to that question either. I will ask the operator.
Well, I don't know where the gate goes across the entranceway and whether it be secure at night. That would be a question I would have.
Sure.
What kind of length of trailers? I know Airstream makes big ones, long ones, medium size.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about, like she was, with turning in there, regardless of which direction you're coming from. It's a pretty tight turn in, depending on which way you're going to go on the property. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that somebody's taking a look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. We've done the turning, you know, templates on the site plan to check. But
I was concerned about the width of the gate, too. If they're coming in this way, yeah. They're going to turn back east, or if they're coming in and maybe
this
stage
way.
Them over there on the north end. Yeah, it's just a concern. Something Amy asked about was the septic tank. I see that the Water Rec says they don't have anything, but there is an application for septic tank. Septic was the bad health. What type of maintenance are they going to be doing on the trailers? Anything that would involve their holding tanks?
No.
And cleaning out of those?
No.
Or emptying them?
No.
Because I don't think that the septic tank system would work on a high volume of trailers.
I agree with you. It wouldn't. No.
The best you know is not.
This is not a dump station.
Well, that's just why I was asking the kind of answer. What if they have to work on the septic or on the holding tanks and all of the trailers? They would have to dump something somewhere. They would have to empty the existing system to repair it or work on it. I'm assuming that those type of repairs would be done there also.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So I'd be real concerned about what the septic system would hold and capable of, because when it was a dealership, it was just toilets and washrooms and so on. We have a totally different situation here of what could be dumped into the septic tank. Mm-hmm. It's not going to involve sales, right?
Sales, not trailers?
Just maintenance, not sales?
No, it is sales.
Sales also?
Yes.
Okay, I missed it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes, it is sales.
Okay. My big concern would be the speaker systems that they would have during operating hours and the potential of a problem with the septic system.
Good point.
With the tanks on the tree.
And I'll get those two addressed.
Because that would be an ordinance that goes to the next commission, so you might get asked that again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might be good if you had an answer there, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I don't think I've been, I'm not sorry, I don't have anything else.
Anybody talked to those apartments right there? Any comments from them?
Well, they should have all gotten one of these. I live way more than that, and I got one as a resident. So I didn't know what to do tonight. Sit over there or sit over here. Yeah. So, if you live within 500 feet, I realized I was within 500 feet.
You should abstain. Well, there's abstain, or does he have to disclose he received a card?
Who?
Paul, because
during our training.
I'm a resident here too, just north of there.
Because we have them.
And I got a card.
At least disclose it, so.
It's not in paradise if they receive a card, they normally abstain.
That's what I was just about to say, when we did our training in January, they had a specific thing.
Well, then he needs to disclose that and.
It's usually 500 feet or 1,000 feet or something, isn't it?
Well.
Radius?
What I'm saying is, you received that card, so you need to disclose that and abstain that, because that affects you in a sense.
Because you're a personal
as a
property.
Member, you should probably abstain.
I understand.
So we have to.
Yes, that's, I was like, look.
Disregard any. I'm not saying, Paul, that you're. We're disregarding
so
you, but.
My questions and comments are null and void?
Correct. Well, I mean, they're good, but you can't say anything more or vote.
I just can't vote.
It's
okay.
It's
okay.
Of course, as a resident, you can make a comment, but as opposed to the voting, is something different.
I would have asked the same thing where I'm sitting.
Exactly.
Okay.
We have a
Okay.
Well, Amy, why did you get this card? I mean, you and I live like a half a block from each other.
But it must have been right past the threshold. Because I'm one over.
It must have been. Where I'm at and you're at, we're like, throw stones at each other. So we're all. So I'm
you must have been the closest one.
Okay. Otherwise, nobody
you
would have
been
able
to
vote.
Okay.
So, do I need to formally say that Paul's abstaining?
Yes.
Okay. Due to Paul's Freeman's disclosure that he received a postcard on this particular applicant. He is refraining from voting. There is still a quorum present. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I will make a motion for approval with staff recommendations and based on the clearance from the Southern Nevada Health District on the septic tank.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to accept the applicant based on the septic tank applicant for application with the health district.
What's the other part? And staff, according
and,
to staff recommendation.
And staff recommendation. All those in favor? Aye.
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 All those opposed? The vote is 3-0. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you. Happy to see that building in use again.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always like when, you know, a building that's vacant, rather than something new being built, it can be...
It's been there a long time. Lately, it's been used for a parking lot. I've seen double number pickups or trucks in there, and people parking cars and anything in it.
Yeah.
I was always asking about security and
okay, moving on. Moving on. General business. We have none. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Please step up.
Karen Miller, 5472 Wellesley Drive, and the CDAC committee member. And I must say it's been a pleasure, Jerry, having been meeting with me. It's been a great camaraderie so far. But I just wanted to let the town board know that anything that has been presented is not the immediate town board orders that they're presenting for the emergency shelter grants and for any of the home projects.
Well, thank you for representing us.
Oh, you're welcome. Next Tuesday is when we go to find it out about who gets what money. So then we'll report after that.
Great.
That's all I have.
Wait a minute. I'm the newbie on the block. What kind of money are you talking about?
It's called CDBG or CDAC committee. And every town board has a representative on the committee and an alternate. And what it is there's grant funds that come in from HUD, from the state, from different federal tax revenues. And it's highly regulated, of course, but they're used for home funds, which is to be able to build new buildings for low to severely low income, either seniors or families. And then the other part is for emergency shelter grants. Actually, it's called emergency solutions now because they're not trying to shelter anybody more. They're trying to make solutions for the homeless population to be able to bring them into, say, for example, Shade Tree or Catholic Charities or Salvation Army, the more popular ones that everybody knows, and get them the services and move them into temporary to permanent housing for the homeless.
So each township gets some money?
Not money.
I mean,
just someone to represent the town board.
Okay.
So a lot of times there's programs that have been within the Whitney town board, like the perfect example. I have two really good ones right at the top of my head. Dina Titus, right off of Missouri, across the light.
On the other side of the street, it's a senior.
It's an ASI project.
Okay.
So they serve the severely disabled and the veterans if they have low to very low income considered applications to them. And of course, it's open for all of the low income persons, but any veterans that submit the application are first come. So they specifically want to service the veteran community, which is definitely a need. The other one that's really fantastic is the Ovation property right off of Russell and Boulder Highway. It's actually Russell and Hall. Is it Hall right there?
Tempo.
It's been built in phases. I think they just opened phase two, and then they're going to start building phase three. I believe they've already started on that, the phase three that butts up against the wash back there. But it's for low to severely low income seniors.
Okay.
Specifically for seniors for that project.
Okay.
If you have the opportunity to go into that one, the Dina Titus is a lot smaller, so I don't know if they do any time for you to go in and look at the facilities and how they're built for disabled persons. Mm-hmm. But Ovation is really a fantastic property.
Okay.
And all of the home projects are.
Okay, great.
They pay special attention to the needs.
Okay.
Of seniors or families.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Does the board have any comments?
Any news update on our hippy-dippy streets at Nellis and Tropicana? I don't hear
anything. Work time right now.
Oh, Hacienda.
Hacienda. I don't know about Nellis and...
The one on Hacienda that worked on?
Yeah, today.
I haven't been through there since last meeting.
Yeah, they worked on today.
But I went through Nellis this morning heading north, and the one right in front of the bus stop there next to Little Caesars, it's getting worse.
I don't know about that.
I think the last time.
The only one I know about is Hacienda.
When they were doing the pipeline, and it looks like they did something, and it kind of went away, and now it's coming back. It's getting really...
Okay. Blanca would probably be the one that need to talk to, because I don't have any information. I mean, I can take it down and refer it to her on Monday, but I don't know about that one. I do know about the Hacienda one.
Well, that's not as important as the Hacienda
one. The Hacienda one I've been working on for over a year, trying to get them, and I don't... know what happened, but all of a sudden they decided they were going to fix it.
And like I said, today, because when I ran out for lunch.
Yeah, they just started.
Because I've turned it in probably 3 or 4 times in the last year just to see about it. So.
Well, we're still on Hacienda. The last meeting we addressed the paving from Nellis all the way down. Now Blanca seemed to feel at one time there was enough funds in the program or allocated for repaving of Hacienda because it's all patchwork. You know, it looks like a patchwork. But I'm just saying, if you you know, speak to her or if you want me to send her an email.
Yeah, if
you would
send
I'll be more than happy to send her an email.
I won't see her until Tuesday.
That's correct, I'm sorry.
I'll forget.
She didn't say if they were going to do that, but we requested it, and Paul and I were.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten anything back from Public Works or the Road Department about if they're going to patch that section again or if they're going to completely repave it. I understand that there's probably a sinkhole under there,
so I would think
they would need to tear up some stuff and fill in and pave over. That would be my educated guess. Uneducated guess.
And both Paul and I were looking for them to work the Courtney area there, just as they did up at Harmon. You know, as far as good marking and the center lane there, so that we don't have all the U-turns going on and things from the parents.
Is Blanca aware of all
that? Yes, she is. So I'll put that in my email as well. Thank you.
And where is the other one at? I'll write it down. Nellis and what?
North on Nellis.
North
probably about 150, 200 feet past Tropicana in the curb lane right in front of the bus stop.
Okay, so on Nellis?
It's on Nellis.
200 feet.
The lane closest to the curb.
The east side.
Lane closest to
bus stop.
Right in front of the bus stop.
That's what I wrote.
Okay.
Lane closest to the bus stop.
Okay, anything else? Okay, the next meeting date is March 16th, 2017. This meeting is adjourned.